Okay, Rapportai. I hope we left off between the Makor Chit of Koresh and Kotzer, if I recall correctly. Although maybe we'll discuss a little and be mashlim some of the things from Kotzer, from Koresh. As you recall, Koresh was sort of the classic locus in Shulchan Aruch for some shameless conversation as well. But let's start with a little Kotzer. So Kotzer is basically spread through Sim and Shin Lamed Vav. If you notice, part of Shin Lamed Vav is using trees, which they were also Kotzer. Part of it is actual Kotzer. So we're going to start with some of the things that are actual Kotzer. And if you look at Sif Gimel, we did the second half of Sif Gimel, which is about Zareya. Why is Sif Gimel half about Kotzer, half about Zareya? It's just about things you do in gardens or grassy areas. The beginning of Gimel says, Motor Leilech HaGavei Sof. It's a whole Gemara, and the Gemara decides in the end that since we pass like Rav Shimon, you're allowed to walk on grass. Oh, you might pull out grass, but it's Dover Shem Miskavi. Classic Dover Shem Miskavi, Motor Leilech HaGavei Sof, Min Lachim Ben Yivashim, whether dry or moist, Kevin She'ein Miskavi, Litlosh, because the Dover She'eino Miskavi seems pretty straightforward. But the Mishnah Brewer here says that this cotton chapei, he says that ayin bir halachshu kasam dehitna samim yedolim, if they're very long yizar shlo yoritz aleihem, be careful not to run. That sikresha she yitlosh bevadai beavshad afilechlim here again. Apparently, Zari said, well, you know, just like we had the Gdolim B'Yoser by the dragon furniture, like the Gemara says, Motzer Psegresha, but maybe there's some cases that are worse. Sorry, Motzer Dovashin is Kavi. Maybe there's some cases worse than the Gemara's cases, which become Psegresha. That's what he says. If you're running or maybe even walking fast on very long grass, then it becomes a, a Psegresha. And where does he get that from? If you look in the Bir Halach, he says, in the smog, he found it over Pella in the smog. The smog said something, it's not in the Gemara at all. The Gemara just says, motor, since we don't like Rav Shimon and Dover Shem Miskavi. But he says, no, it's usur to walk in a way that you'll for sure detach the grass, because it is a thick ratio. And he says, this is a Pella. And okay, I believe we'll come back to the Maharshal in a second. Then he says, the Ephraim argued on him. Then he said that maybe what he means is that he means a different case than the Gemara, a unique, special, rare case. Maybe there's a rare case. Then he figured out a reading for the Gemara. Okay, it's a Gresha, meaning there's not such a big Kiddush in this Mishnah Berurah based on the Smag, even though it stands a Pella and a Kiddush also. Like practically, if it's Dover Shem Miskavi, Dover Shem Miskavi. If it's a Gresha, it's a Gresha. The interesting question that comes up here is, if you, can I have a volunteer, please? When the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chatzah brings this down in Makor number one here, he says, Motel Lechet al Gabi Deshe, Aval Ein Lidroch al Gabi Kol Tivation from the car. Okay. If it's very tall grass, you should go slowly, not fast. Basically, quoting this Mishnah Berurah. And he points out in the footnotes here, which is in Makor 2, that there are two reasons why you might think that it could be mutter to run even on tall grass, even though it's a psikresha. Number one, he points out, in footnote Samach Tet, Shama Mishnah Berurah, Bir Halachav, Tar Insat, Tar Tlisha, Bregel Kalachiyad. After all, this is a Kalachiyad way of mowing grass. Ve'in El Drabbanan, it's only Drabbanan to the Kalachiyad, but Odab Mlachshin Shikh Lagufa, you don't need the grass, the Mikalkel, right? You're ruining the grass by walking on it. It's not getting better. I mean, you know, unless you're mowing the lawn or something. In a Stam case, you're probably making it worse. Both have a psychoration of Lo Nicolay, right? So psychoration of Lo Nicolay betrayed your Rabbanan, Lo Kofan, Lo Ichlislay, right? Maybe it's bad for you, or at least you don't care, which is unlucky the same. He had gotten the meal on the left, or again, the classic issue we saw last time. I'll call upon him Shatta Tzorech, Ayin, Tzim, Shin, Chafal, Mishra, Burt, Tzim, Kutin, and Zayim, Shara, Tzion, Tzim, Kutin, Tzim, Chet, etc. He brings these Makoros that we discussed last time. Shamati me agomer shlomo zalman orbach letal dule yishlomer dechoshin lechlisha kadosh asherim lo hayonet la shayim afriel lo b'shat alicha varitza shapar yonifalei. Stop here. He said, "For Shlomo Zalman Orbach, like, why do we answer big brachos lo nifalei in a double drabanan kolachar yad and makalkel like some of these other cases?" That maybe we think that really is the case where it is nichole, because you know, if you the long grass is annoying to run in, and if you pull it out, it'll be easier to run next time. Okay, or maybe just even six reishos nichole by double drabanan, you know, maybe b'shata tzorech we can be mekel, but we don't like mekel hachila. Maybe we just mean that, you know, we don't like to be mekel unless we are, unless we need to. Okay, but clearly, this is one of the many cases where even if shagreshul nichole of a kalachar yad and a makalkel, that's a double drabanan, still we try to be machmir, as that's the where it says, try not to run in the tall grass. So that's one inyan. The other inyan here is what he says at the end, in the next sentence, ahir gomer shel adama, da'afim ruch, mikol makom, ain't that sick reisha shel chopsiya peitlisha? What kind of sick reisha, even if you run in tall grass? I'm not a bucking in grass. But is it every step of thick ratio that you're going to cut off the grass? You're going to detach grass? Veloma asr. Achashri says, the rabitza choshen gamal dricha kazur asher m'hayim estakal yodea gam me'rosh shevada yitlosh ad kan debarav, etc. That, well, maybe, yes. Like, it could be that if you just looked down at the ground, you would see immediately that the next few steps, each step is for sure going to pick up grass. I mean, maybe really it's a thick ratio that, like, a particular step will detach the grass. I don't know. I'm not such a fucky, but I know when it's a thick ratio. That's, you know, Shlomo Zalman Orbach is nidchak in this. He says, you know, what's the big deal? Even if you run through a field, you're going to detach a few blades of grass. Each step is not a thick ratio. And that's where Shlomo Zalman also points out in the Tzimach Zayin. The Mishnah of Rav Tzif Gimel, Mishnah Berurah Sof, etc. The Afil Kshav Tzav Marukim Gan Kincherinam Shamatim Gomer Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zakal. If you walk a lot on the grass, let's say you're going to walk on the grass 15 minutes, you're for sure going to detach some grass. But you have to judge each step separately. If this step is not up to gracia, right, that's what some of the fellows did last time, that sometimes when you play the sports or run or whatever, it may be up to gracia that eventually you're going to dig something, but not each step. Yeah, you go by each step. And if each step is not a stick ratio, even if after 15 minutes, you're 100% sure. Someone here would be a mathematician, pedantic mathematician, and say, anytime each step is not a stick ratio, then even if you take a million steps, it can't be 100%, only 99.999999. Okay, that's called 100%. But he says, even if after 15 minutes, you're absolutely sure that all your money on it at any odds that you will detach a piece of grass. But if each step is out of segregation, then it's mutter. That's where Shlomo Zalman general Mahalach in these two footnotes. Then he points out, he says, Lodom Tzir Tzaros, the El Perk Yodal, it's the If Nun, the Ishom Du Ishom Doraisa, I am Shom Herakaflag Vesh, and Hatu Koshikim Achaving. He says, when you comb your hair, who says that each combing will pull out hair? Very similar, pulling out hair, pulling out grass. I don't know. Right. Anyone here ever combed their hair? Does each time you pull the comb and take out hair? What? Okay. Okay. Anyway, all right. So it's not so possible. He assumes the kata that each time won't pull out hair. So what's the problem? The problem is because by the time, I don't know, when I comb my hair, I probably have to move the comb how many times? How many, you know, combs do I have to do to comb my hair? They depend how long my hair is, right? If I'm a girl with hair down to you know, my waist, whatever, then it could be a lot, or whatever. And the curl, it depends on a lot of things, I'm sure. Anyway, so let's say I pull the comb 10 times, then it's going to be a sick ratio. So doesn't that prove that? Basically, what's the question? If one action is a maybe, but the conglomerate of actions is a for sure, is that called double chain of scabbing? So you look at each mitzvah separately, or is that called secretion? So look at the whole asek. So he says, in combing your hair, looking at the whole asek, he says, no, that's different. That's the chaving. When you comb your hair, I'm not talking about people who are going bald, but when people comb their hair, they might have some knotted hair. And what do they want to do? They want to like pull out the knotted hair so that it doesn't mess up the rest of their hair. I'm not a bucky in these things, but that's what it says in the post. And that's Machabi. And he quotes another Mr. Brewer. Says Rosh Hashanah, and he leaves a little bit of Tzarech Iyan, but Rosh Hashanah really think that you look at each action individually. And therefore, a lot of things might only be Darshan with Kavi. The question is, do we talk to you like him? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch number 3, which is this Rivash, also Lisrog Masbeg B'Shabbos, I mean, really, it's a Gemara. He'll also be Seirah. Okay. Hazir, Sheiyah, Shulayak, with Tzarech. Even thought, you know, like comb, even brushes made of bristle, pig hair bristles, still. Because you're for sure going to pull out hairs. Well, okay. What does it say? E-F-Shar Shalom. E-F-Shar Shalom means psychratia, right? That's an E-F-Shar Shalom. So he calls it psychratia. Point out the Mishnah Berurah number 4. The Alkain, Afim, Einu, Mechavin, Plishas, Aseir, Gamkin, Oster, Dave, psychratia. And therefore, even if you're not Mechavin, it's still up because of psychratia. That's the Lashon of the Mechavin. He points out the Gemara is not so pashut. The Gemara is the Cholasog Lashanim and Dumdali Mechavi. Gemara says you're Mechavi. He says, okay, the Gemara says you're Mechavi, and the Shulchan Aruch is coming to Mechavi. When you're not Mechavi, it's also a Psik Resha. Okay, so what do we see here? The combing your hair is a Psik Resha. Now, I don't know exactly what the Mechavi means. Does the Mechavi mean that each, you know, move of the comb is a Psik Resha, or only that the conglomerate is a Psik Resha? If he means the conglomerate is a Psik Resha, then that's against Rosh Hashanah. The Rivash sort of sounds like that. The Rivash said, the number 5, not read the whole thing, you can take it home. This is a long Rivash, it's all about combing hair. Apparently, the Rivash days, everyone used to comb the hair on Shabbos. Truth is, and then the Achronim days also, because if you look at the rest of this Mishnah Berurah, number 4, I didn't put the whole thing, he starts shrying about all the people who comb the hair on Shabbos, have a couple of Shabbos, and you have to tell them not. Okay, and the Rivash also, in his days, everyone combed the hair on Shabbos, and he's shrying about it, have a couple of Shabbos, told them not to, but first, there's a fellow who wrote in with all kinds of smarts, white with Mr. And so he takes each paragraph, takes one of the svaras, and shows why it's not a good svar, and it's really awkward. So this is the paragraph relevant to our Indian now. There are other interesting paragraphs there. Says the Rivash, Matra Tikla Hachish Misparatha Hispsik Resha. You want to deny that it's a psik resha, right? That's our Indian. You want to deny that combing your hair is a psik resha. And now that's the Talmud Rav and the whole thing, the answer told cult that rose shabash blisharbah filo echad. After we see when you comb, you don't pull out all your hair. You see, it's not a psik resha. Sure, called stay over there, but get her F. Sure, each hair may or may not get pulled out. Now, I would say it's not a psik resha because each hair might or may not get pulled out. Obviously, you're not going bald. Each hair has a 1 in 10,000, 1 in 1,000, whatever it is, chance of being pulled out. So it's not a psik resha. Came and chicane, F. Sure, you should be like them. So maybe you won't pull out any hairs. Some of word bitly, so that's clearly not true. Shem came and surprised and ziyata. Tomar chain of psychratia came and chain called a yay nisham in or tishar yavit keres. The psychratia, we'll get to it soon, of squeezing out wine from a cloth. All the wine doesn't squeeze out. The one at each drop may or may not get squeezed out and it's not a psychratia. That's ridiculous. Just because each hair might or might not get pulled out, or each drop of wine might or might not get squeezed out, that's not a heter. But with Suez Armor, she also called Yamish and Abu Sigratia. Elder Kulshia Nithamin Bivad, the Shir Roy, the Skyval of Osir Nink of Sigratia. Since some wine will get squeezed out, Kashir, the Kai of Sigratia. 1 second. Kimasha Aino Niska Kulm, they say, you know, Mokali, they suck with my Masha Yotta Risha. Obviously, not all the wine comes out. It's not all ready to be squeezed out. It's not all easily squeezed. After Shriek of Sigratia, Lahashir Shnei Nimi Midul Dolem, sorry, Aino, I'm sorry, Kabatala, Shasarosum Dul Dolem Shurm Zubazah. And he said, likewise, each hair might not get pulled out, but for sure, two hairs are going to come out, which is the shear. Because after all, no one combs their hair unless their hair is a little messy and knotted and tangled. And if they're tangled and they pull out the knotted hairs, the rest of the hairs will fall into place. So what did he say? Even though each hair might not get pulled out, it's still a psik resha. Now, he's not exactly saying this question. He's not asking whether each movement of the comb does it. He's asking whether each hair gets pulled out. It's not exactly the same, but this Rivash can definitely be understood. And then he brings other examples that, after all, when you sweep the house, you think you're going to fill in every hole in the floor? Remember for those who said it was a psychratia? No, you're just going to fill in at least one hole. Now, again, he's not directly addressing our issue. Everyone quotes Rivash. The Rivash is saying, don't go by each... Actually, each mitzvah go by the conglomerate of mitzvah.
Now, what he's saying, you think, don't go by each chepa. Don't say each hair is a vadai. Don't say each drop of wine is a vadai. Don't say each hole of water is a vadai. Go by the maisa. Not explicitly discussing by one maisa or by the continuation of ma'atim, the series of ma'atim. That's not his direct issue. But nonetheless, a lot of other people understand the rebuttal of saying that what he means is go by the series of ma'atim. And if you go by the series of ma'atim, then things become a thick ratio. And he points out later, someone will say, but once every 100 years, someone could, you know, comb their hair and not pull out any hairs. He says, no, that doesn't count. You know, there has to be a limit somewhere. 95% is not a thick ratio. Okay, but 99.99% is a thick ratio. Yoni.
We have to say that all of the hair is one unit.
That's a great, that's a very big, important question. If you say you go by the series of ma'atim, what defines which ma'atim are interrupted to each other, right? If I comb the hair of 8 people, or I go put all 8 of them together, you know, it's a good question. If I walk in a field, if I walk in 2 different fields, which have a street in between them, do I put them both together? And the answer is, I don't know. It becomes very difficult. One of the disadvantages of not saying like Rosh Shlomo Zalman is, you have to work very hard to draw the line. Let me just point out a Mishnah Brura, though. The Mishnah Brura, I think, is pretty clear about this. If you look at the Bir Halacha number 6, he's talking about, okay, you'll excuse the impolite topics of conversation here. It's all about, going to the bathroom and things done in the Piyat Habah. And he's discussing here a Pesila that's called a suppository. Sometimes when you put medicine in the Piyat Habah, the modern day post can point out that it's nothing to do with our suppositories are very, more modern, etc. Theirs were very rudimentary. And he connected something else. There's a Gemara that says you can't wipe. Remember in those days, excuse all the topics here, Torah, Lam, the Mishnah, didn't have toilet paper. They used to use rocks and other stuff, etc. You can't use like a sharp rock to wipe in the bathroom with the machlokas. Why? But the post the acronym assume like Rashi because it'll shave off hairs from that area of the body. And therefore, just like the combing, right? Well, accidentally, obviously no one's trying to, that's for sure, without thinking about it. It's a thick ratio. So there's another discussion of using a suppository. Hey, the suppository is the exact same thing we have nowadays. Someone can't go to the bathroom. One of the eights is you put some suppository that has a lot of, whatever. What? Laxatives. Yes, thank you. That's the word I was looking for. A suppository with a lot of laxatives. You can also eat the laxative. But you put the suppository with laxative. Okay, nowadays they're made that you're not going to like hurt yourself when you put it in, etc. But in those days, they were very rudimentary. And the Mishnah Brura in the Bezer Halacha number 6 is struggling with why it's usher. Why it's usher. So he says, Shabstila Ethan Dindek, Karkotra Machavers, Machuni Base, Bechatra, Shomkam, the Mach, Barza, Shil Eight, a sharp piece of wood, Bekankot, the Linia Psila, to not put in the Pazar, Tom Echelem, they have Shuris Neiman. Shuris Neiman means cutting off hairs. You're not trying to. What do you mean? Like, this is not so hard. It's not so sharp. It's not like a sharp rock or a sharp piece of wood. Like, why are we worried about it? It's a double shame of coming. And then he answers, he says, a little bit bedochak. He says, in the last line, Valpiyakak, last line, fifth word, Nukal Yashiv, we have to be Yashiv, why the Shofar Chafdik, Kimotik Tafni, Shabrud, Neshu, Kimachnus, and mostly Kamapamim. You have to put it in and out a lot of times to get it to work in those days. Again, I'm not a bucky at all in medicine, ancient medicine, even 100 year old or a few 100 year old ancient medicine. You have to put it in and out a lot of times to get it to work, for whatever reason, right? By the time you put it in and out a lot of times, you're for sure going to pull out some hairs, and therefore it's after. This is very clear in the Mishnah Brura that he thinks even though one time is a dark thing in the topic, if you have to do it a lot of times, and a lot of times it's a psikresha, then that makes it after. Therefore, the Mishnah Brura seems like He's saying you go by this series of action, not by the individual action. This is a very, very big focus. What if the, you know, you have a case where each ma'aseh is a darshei miskavim. It's amazing. But the series of ma'aseh, and again, Yoni's absolutely right. How do you know what one series, what two series? But let's pretend we can figure out the answer. Is the psik reisha. Says, or Shlomo Zalman Orba, you go by each ma'aseh. And therefore, it's mother. However, this Mishnah Berurah sounds like, what? And then by the Asad and the running, you have to be nitpack to say, maybe the yes did. You have to be nitpack to say, maybe it's a case where even each action is a pick ratio. That's the nitpack to the Asad. And the Asad line leaves himself a third ear. I understand. He leaves himself in a weak position here, right? Copy the Mishnah Berurah. But the Mishnah Berurah sounds differently. That's why he's in such a weak position. I'll get back to that in a second. So maybe the Kavanah of the Rebbe, the reason I say maybe, it's really Rebbe, so we have Meister versus Chesda, not Ma'asim versus Ma'asim. And maybe that's what the Rebbe means, maybe that's how the hair work. The Mishnah Berurah got a Tfila, even though, you know, he says, oh, maybe the Dokach, but he seems to think that's a valid approach. After all, how about going in the Asavim here? Each step is not a Psik Reisha. So it sounds like you go by the series of Asavim, and that's why he authors, and that's why Shlomo Zalman, these footnotes, is in such a developed position. So he started with the Mishnah Berurah and trying to fit himself into the Mishnah Berurah and say, well, you know, when he authors running along grass, it's because if you look down, you would actually see that each step of the field is the same ratio. And that's why it's author. But really, if each step of the darshin is covered, it's mutter. And darshin of the three bucks, darshin of the three halakha, right? Clearly, the most achronim I've seen nowadays are machri against Rishonah Zaman. Even Rishonah Zaman leaves himself a little bit darshin. You know, the mainstream halakha is not like Shlomo Zalman. The mainstream halakha is not like Shlomo Zalman. Otherwise, you'd have lots of nice haterim, right? I don't know. Like every time I'm walking by one of these motion sensors that turns the light on, just say, it's a double shame with Kaveh. Each step, I don't know if it'll turn the light on, right? Now, maybe you do know, but I don't know. It could be that, depending on exactly how light it is, how this, how that. You know, one day this step might turn the light on, and the next day that step might turn the light on. I'm not an engineer. But the mainstream post-humans do not like Shlomo Zalman. No. If you're walking these 10 steps and that's for sure going to turn the light on, exactly which step does it is not so important and it's so-called a thick ratio. So this is the mainstream Sashi. Or Chashavas, for example, takes the Deborah Potter that Shlomo Zalman's drawing. He doesn't even bring him up, I don't think. And even Shlomo Zalman leaves himself a little bit of EO, so it's hard to be confident about it. So we are machmir on this, and we assume again that's not exactly what the Rebbe is trying to say, but maybe it's the chlal devarim that we go by the series of action. Again, you have to draw the line someplace. You can't say if everything you do all day long is bound to do a malach at some point, that's integration. No, it has to be like a concrete series of actions, like one thing that you just do in a few steps, like combing your hair once, or walking through one field, you know, once, etc. You have to figure out exactly where to draw the line. But we are machmir. So another example would be, let's say you had one of these water cooler things, and they're probably all the same. So you know the water cooler, you put those giant bottles, you know, you need like a strong guy to put the bottle on. Is there a word for that kind of water cooler? What? Like a regular water cooler, right? What about this regular water cooler? Let's say this regular water cooler you're using, if I take hot, again, I'm not the total bucky on this, but I imagine I know how it works more or less. If I take hot water out on Shabbos, that's a psik reisha. Because when I take hot water, if I take one cup of hot water out, then one more cup whether or not it turns anything on electrically, one more cup of cold water from that big bottle goes into the receptacle of the hot water and gets warmed by all the other hot water. Right? So that's a great ratio of fish to light. I assume. Can't imagine how it could work otherwise. Let's say I take cold water. What happens if I take cold water? So, okay, so fine. More water from that bottle goes into all the cold water. But that's not mixing. Mixing room temperature water and cold water, that's not a malacha on Shabbos, right? A malacha on Shabbos is only if I turn on the machine, the electric machine, the cooling mechanism. And, you know, the Stam ones, every time I take a cup of cold water, it doesn't turn on the cooling mechanism. No, it has a certain thermostat. And if I take one, it's like opening the fridge. Every time I open the fridge, it doesn't turn on the motor, right? So that would be a Darshin Mekami. Okay, so let's say I want to fill a big 4-gallon pitcher of cold water on Shabbos from the water cooler. So I do the experiment on the weekday. I fill a big 4-gallon water bottle. If in the weekday I fill a big 4-gallon pitcher of water and half the time I hear it turning on and half the time I don't, the machine was coming. Wonderful. But I haven't done the experiment, but I sort of suspect that if I do the experiment on the weekdays, I might find every time I fill a 4-gallon pitcher, it turns it on. Because how big is the whole thing, Sahakol? That's a sick ratio. It would be awkward for me to fill a 4-gallon pitcher. So what do I think? No problem. I'll turn it on and fill this high in the pitcher. And I'll release. Then I'll put it on again, fill this high. Put it on again, fill this high. Put it on again, fill this high. Put it on, fill this high. Each time it's double shaded with caving. Maybe it's full of that one pretty well. I have a feeling you wouldn't like it when I saw. But it doesn't matter. Since we're macro getting full of that one, you're going to say, even if I fill up the pitcher in 20, you know, actions, on, off, 20 times. And each of those turning the faucet on, the tap on, you know, pressing that little lever, is a double shaded copy. If I'm filling the pitcher is a sequentia, then we would say that's also called sequentia, like combing your hair and running through the grass, et cetera, because we don't rely on this for full of that one. However, one question.
Is it the idea of stick ratio that that's considered a
chiddush? I'm not convinced at all that it's such a big chiddush. Meaning, if you're talking about how I'm thinking about things, I'm thinking about things, I'm combing my hair. When you, I don't know, it's hard to say how a person thinks about things. Because you're just making things up. When I think about combing my hair, I don't think about making this stroke and that stroke. I think that I'm combing my hair. Like in my head, if you're, what am I doing? I'm combing my hair. Then you ask, aren't you combing your hair in 8 different strokes? Like, heck, I am. But that's like when I think about it, not like the normal way you think about life. That's like analyzing. I'm like, yeah, if I'm a philosopher, I realize that I'm actually doing 8 different strokes. But if I'm a regular balabas, I think I'm combing my hair. So if you ask, what's the kavana here? The answer is that I think I'm combing my hair. And I wonder if I'm running through a field, going from this part of the field to that part of the field. Right? I'm running to first base. Again, if I'm a philosopher, I say, right? I mean, right, remember Zeno's paradox? Right? If I'm a philosopher, I say, you remember Zeno's paradox? You see, that's because he is from England and you guys are from the United States of America. In the United States of America, you don't learn anything intellectual in high school. And then they learn intellectual things in high school. The one good thing about England. But I don't think, like a normal ball of boss who's not a philosopher, doesn't think, oh, I'm running to first base. I'm taking the step to dip to the you know, half yard mark and then to the yard mark and then eventually get 90 feet to first base. So I think in people's mind, I understand where the Mishnah Berurah is coming from. Like you think you're doing one thing. Now you have to figure out how to draw the line. What if I'm running to first base and then I steal second base and then I get sacrifice the third base and then guy gets a base hit and drives me home. So do I all 4 of those together? No, each one of those is a separate. My intuition would be that even Mishnah Berurah would admit that each one of those is a separate inyan because I'm doing a separate thing in my head. And I admit it gets hard to draw the line. I know it's hard to draw the line, but I think you're wrong. I mean, the karon, when people think about things, they don't think like philosophers, this stroke of the comb. No one thinks they're doing this stroke of the comb. They think they're combing their hair. And no one thinks they're taking this step in the field. They think they're walking across the field or running across the field. So you understand why it seems to me that most folks can disagree with Rishon LeZalman. Ari, did you have your hand? No.
And my question is that tap water fountains are motors. You don't know when the motors turn off. It would be that you wouldn't move there.
Ah, so a water fountain is mother if you're taking a drink of water. Are you drinking 4 gallons of water? What are you, a camel? The amount that I'm going to drink of water in a water fountain, in any water fountain that I've seen, is not a big ratio. But if I take up these 4 gallons of pitcher and pull it off from the water fountain, then I think it would be a problem.
Something very earthy. Could they be my parents? We're not drinking 4 gallons.
These people get.
Outside,
if you're a hostage that, you know, that you get very, very thirsty, then I don't think people are that thirsty if they drink so much. Even though thirsty, how much?
2 liters of water.
Not so much.
I think that one's going to turn on. I think it turns on very quick. No?
The real answer is that it's not fair. It's not proper for me to say a water fountain, because every water fountain might be different. And if you really want to be careful. So if there's one water fountain that, you know, you are near, you should check it during the week. You know, not so hard. You know, drink during the week 10 times, or fill a cup of water 10 times and see what happens. Or, you know, even if your tongue gets very, very good.
A lot of exercise and things like that.
Going back on the long grass thing, how do we understand the Gemara? Do we understand that back then they didn't have long grass? I'll show them basically ask that question.
I usually walk through long grass in the neighborhood of Gemara.
You know, the foliage?
But they didn't usually walk through long grass in the days of the Gemara. Don't ask me why. Maybe in the days of the Gemara, they wanted as much long grass. There were always sheep eating it. I don't know. Right? So give me another second. Let me just tell you 1 second what Rabbi Mon said. Says Rabbi Mon, page 459, he makes a nice hakra. He said, Maisa, if you really have a case where 459, I believe, he has a nice hakra. He says that Lemaisa, if if it's clear that it's thick ratio is blown equally, and it's every step is not a thick ratio, it says it can be makel. Why? Because maybe it's full of diamonds, right? And even if it's full of wrong, it's still thick ratio blown equally, and the palkel, and the lacher yad, and there's many some lachel. So, not in the case of the water fountain. The water fountain, he wouldn't be makel like full of diamonds. In the case of combing your hair, he wouldn't be makel like full of diamonds. But in the case of, those are also big ratios of the low needle galactic. But in this case, where it's really, it's a darshal mat, it's not something useful or something normal. Comb your hair is a useful and normal way of getting rid of knotted hairs. Using water fountain is a useful and normal way of getting more cold water. And that's why in this case, we're mikvah, dry water anyway. Because the great thing is only by three drabanan. So therefore, halakha lemaisa, we can be makel. We are makel by grass. So if it's a secretion of every step, meaning your mom is running fast, and it's mom is long grass, and you're going to be taking out hundreds of pieces of grass because you can't move without breaking the grass. Then that's the case of Mishabura, Mishabura. But if it's not like Mamish to break every step, then we can be Mako. That's the Akra of Rabbi Mon.
The water fountain is not more similar to a topic. Now, there's normally a tank. I mean, at a certain level, you win.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. So the answer is it is more. Okay, the answer is I'm not, I don't want to get into this now just because I want to cover something on the cover sheet. The answer is you're very careful. It is more similar to topic to Gratia, but A, it's not completely similar stuff with the great stuff because it's not something that you can ever like actually ascertain with the naked eye. And if you're going to say, but there's theoretically some equation and tools that you measure it, then there's no it's always full, the temperature. It's not like, are there flies in the box or not, which is something that you can easily look. And second of all, that was the great goal.
So you're not scaring it. Mike, we have to, you know, be macro a tiny bit just because some have thrown in for very, very shock reasons. But not fair,
you get a tiny bit, but not more than once.
And just clarifying the water cooler thing, obviously, every drink, if someone walks in the street, that would be okay, but then I have 4 gallons. What about a family using something like that over the course of a long summer?
I think the English were people doing that. It's not one thing they're doing. I think even this word is only macro. It's one thing. Like combing your hair is one thing. Walking across the field is one thing. Say, going through a long summer or Shabbos afternoon, that's not one thing. I don't think anyone would be macro on that.
Anyway, it was going on at the moment over the course of a couple hours. Meaning, even if it's still in touch with it, you can even order it.
Right, which is also true, but even without that. Okay. Let's go real quick. Okay, so that's just what I wanted to mention because it ties in some things we discussed last time, and now I want to speed through some more Shulchan Aruch. Okay, ready? Shin Lamed Bob, let's go. If, what did I say here? Sif, hey, Asavim, right? Because the end of Gimel and Dala we already discussed. Asavim Sha'alol Ozen Akli Milachos Akli, things growing on from the moisture on a jug or something. And it doesn't mean Asavim like normal grass. So that's my knowledge. Actual grass will not grow on moist jug. What it means here is moth. The Gemara discussed moth at the original case is more fungus, right? Fungus and moth are very different things. But for our purposes, we'll combine fungus and moth. They are both things that grow on a moist object, right? Not dark in the ground. That's an important Gemara. The Gemara says, they're not growing in the ground. They're only growing on a jug or a clea or whatever. Nonetheless, it's ochr dover mi gidulo, and it's still an av malach of kotzer. Mefurish Gemara on daf kuf zayin to kuf ches. That's sugya. Mefurish Gemara that it is ochr. And the Mishnah Berurah adds that it doesn't have to be on a clea, right? What does the Mishnah Berurah say here for the Magen Avraham? I think he quotes the Magen Avraham here. He says, Hu'adin, at the end of the last line, Mishnah Berurah in the Sif, if you take moth off a plant, sometimes moth grows on plants, not part of the plant, then it would be in the ground. Just on the tree, moth grows. Okay, so if you detach it from the tree, it doesn't matter if it's a clea or a plant or anything, you detach it from a place where moth and or fungus grows, that is a av malach of kosher. So for example, you pick mushrooms, even though mushrooms are not gedulei karka, right? And mushrooms are potter from trumas or maestros, for example, right? You buy mushrooms, okay. When you buy mushrooms, it's not our topic now, wrong chilek of shachar. When you buy mushrooms, you should make sure to get the, you know, not cheap, top quality, well-packaged mushrooms to make sure you don't get into too many toloim issues. But forgetting about that, talking about mitzvah, police, all right, there's no difference between mushrooms in America and mushrooms in Israel. You don't have to worry about the hechter or the, for the trumos or the maestros, et cetera, because they're not plants. They're just fungus. Nonetheless, when it comes to kosher and Shabbat is not limited to plants. That's the havmin of the Gemara and Shabbat up from Zion. But Maskan Gemara, something called Oker Dover Migidulo, is that kosher applies even to things which are not gedulei karka, which are not actual plants. How far do we take this? What else is called kosher? So here we have a bit of a machlokes. How about animals? One of the Gemara brings a raya. Someone who, right, big issue in the Supreme Court in America nowadays. I don't mean why you. Before by you, the last the previous big issue in the Supreme Court of America was abortion. So what about abortion? Okay, the Gemara here has an abortion that even no matter which justice would approve of, from Sotomayor to whoever's on the Thomas or whoever, right? Abortion of an animal. So the Gemara says abortion of an animal is chayiv on Shabbos, the malach on Shabbos. Why can ochr davar be gedulo? You could take this to mean, which is what Rocky sounds like here. I would say sounds like it's kosher. That would be a big chiddush. I mean, killing an animal is not kosher. That's not detaching from something. But what about an abortion? You detach the fetus from where it grows from the mother. So Rashi sounds like that might be kosher. That would be a big extension of kosher. Lemaisa, the Ramban there and the Ramban, etc., say no, that's not kosher. The Gemara is just making a big comparison, and that's really shochet. Yeah, it's a type of killing. It's a type of killing an animal. The Pashto says we do not hold like, even though Rashi a little bit sounds like that, and Rashi even says elsewhere it sounds like animals are giduli karka, so it's not or implies rather, we'll get to it. Lemaisa, Rashi implies that kosher does apply to animals. He says it's not kosher to milk cows because the milk's not attached. Mashma, if you take off something that's attached to a cow, it would be kosher. Right, so the Rashi thinks kosher applies to animals, but we generally don't assume that. The Ramban there disagrees, and most Rishonin disagrees. Interestingly, the Ramban says, quotes from Yishalmi, that says, sounds like taking fish out of the water is kosher, because you detach it from its life source, which is the water. And the Ramban says, no, can't be. Maybe it's Yerushalmi, but it's not Arbavli. So even though there is a Maharshal, I'm going to write a quote to Maharshal, who seems to think even by fish, there could be kosher. Lemaisa, we assume not that way. We assume Yerushalmi might think even fish have kosher, okadar migidulo, but we assume not that way. Rashi thinks animals, aborting an animal, fetus, is kosher. Okadar migidulo, we assume not that way. We assume it applies only to things that, only to either things that grow on the ground, even if they're not actually plants, or at least things that grow like plants, like funguses and moths, etc., and not to animals. Agav, the Gemara there asks, if detaching moths from a jug is kosher d'oraisa, how about picking fruits? Let's say you grow vegetables in a what's called otzer she'inu nakav, an unperforated planter. Shouldn't that also be kosher d'oraisa? And then we're explaining, no, lapping or revisit. The normal way to grow actual plants is in the ground. So if you're growing them not in the ground, that's only kosher d'rabanan, because that's not the normal place they grow. But the normal place moss grows is on a bush or on a jug. The normal place certain types of fungus grow is on a certain kind of mushrooms grow, is not in the ground. So therefore, for moth and fungus, which don't normally have to grow in the ground, it's kosher d'oraisa, even if you harvest them not in the ground. For actual fruits and vegetables, they're supposed to go in the ground, it's only kosher d'rabanan if you harvest them when they are not attached to the ground. That's what's going on in the Gemara there. That a scab on Shabbos is, we assume it's certainly not kosher. Certainly not kosher to take off a scab on Shabbos. Oh, it wouldn't be paskin that the kosher doesn't apply to animals, right?
No, in the case of the moth.
Because moss is I don't know if it's technically applies, more like a plant. And it only applies to, here it's an interesting question, maybe it applies to moth that's grown on something attached to the ground, but the simple shot is it sounds like either not, because basically kosher is for things that grow like plants, and animals are not shy after kosher. That's the pashup shot.
Why do we have
What? Because they don't grow, they're not plants.
But they're not considered plants when they're growing up.
No, they don't grow from the ground like plants, but they're still shy up to kotzer. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. The okra of megidula, the getter of kotzer is broader than the getter of gidule karka for the purpose of trumas mitzvos and brachos. But it's attached to where it grows. Megidula. You can't grow mushrooms in thin air. They have to grow on something. Since they grow more mushrooms and moths grow on something, therefore that's considered kotzer. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. That's why someone looks up far to take the chiddush. We take it that far and not further. Let's go to Bob. This is what the Gemara calls, right? Likota, or something along those lines. You have certain, apparently you use it for smells. It was, you know, fragrant herbs, right? What's the problem? You pick them and they have a nice smell, but they dry up and lose their smell very quickly. But if you stick them in moist soil, as it were, they're not actually going to grow. Not Zoraya. You're just, you pick the parts that don't grow from. They're not going to grow, but they'll stay fresh a little longer. So apparently they have these atavim that you thick in soil. You can pull them out as long as they didn't take root, because that's not kosher, because they weren't really growing there. They were just placed there. Only two times. They didn't take root, and you didn't want them to take root. But if you had wanted to plant them, then it would be... Asur. The Gemara, interestingly, the Gemara there is on Daf Nun, right? What does it say here? Someplace? I mean, also in Beis Yosef. Sham Daf Nun. Those are sugis of mukta in Bamatone. What the question is, it mukta? Because when you pick them up, you might move the dirt. And the answer is no, that's tiltum and atzad. Even if you accidentally like move some dirt by picking them up, that's tiltum and atzad, it's mutter. There's no havamina of kotzer. So the Tosa says, why isn't it kotzer? And the answer is, because it wasn't mushrush. If it's not rooted, it's not growing, it's not kotzer. But then Tosa also adds that this other tonight, and what about this other tonight? That that only if you didn't intend to plant them. Now, the... And what's shot in this tonight of this caving Liz Ria? So the 1 second says the Mr. Brewer here in the cut. Well, we won't go through all these proofs. Let's just look at the Mr. Brewer briefly. In the cut mem, aval im this caving Liz Ria would be author. So first of all, lima test usual tree. How do you know they didn't start taking roots? Unless for 3 days, they can't take root. You're safe. And we have a sheet of the okay, of Megidulo. Ma'am, of all in the came to food in the twin of the car, shards run, the gum is carving the drawer, and God will be a bundle, lace that blue paid little so Akarash Rasha. Right? He makes a hillock. There's two conditions here. One, the who shall know his reshu. And two, the who shall know his. Having the priest says both three and Hashrasha, right? In a rose of Hashrasha, Shaino rose that the Hashrasha, Hashrasha people look at Kami, the three, that's who made saying the same thing. Are these two conditions equal? Says Mishra, no, he gets it from the Eerie, right? Mishra loved the Eerie, and the Sharatian said, you get it from the Eerie. He said, if it's actually growing and you take it out, that's also right. That's classic code there. Nothing to talk about. However, if it's just in a road to Basra Shasan, then we say, Aval in this having this Ria. Asr Midrabanan. Why does Midrabanan? That's easily to confuse. If you intended to plant something, just time hasn't gone by and hasn't been rooted, you pick it up, you pick it, it'll be confused. It'll look like you're doing kosher if people come through kosher. So this only is there drabbanan, meaning the fact that you wanted to plant that only makes it a drabbanan because it looks like kosher. People's eyes. If it actually started growing, that's a derisive kosher, because the derisive kosher depends on the actual physical status. But your abundant, as long as it seems like kosher, because you want to plant it, it is a problem. And he points out in the Sharet Zion here that someone who scattered seeds, wheat seeds in the case on the Simen Aleph, I think he quotes. The gathered wheat seeds on the ground, is allowed to collect them. They haven't rooted. He intended to plant them. And so even this answer is only if they're under the ground, not if they're above ground. And this answer is only Oster Midrabanan as the Sharet Zion. Rak em mechusim be'afar. If I just put it on top of the ground, even Havanas Rida, if I pick it up, it doesn't look like kosher. But if I bury it into the ground, the Havanas Rida, it can look to be like kosher. If it actually starts growing, then it's mamish kosher.
Okay, fairly straightforward. Let's go through seven. Also, litlo shapilim opchino nako. Now, Oster doesn't mean Doraisa. Oster means Durabanan, although we'll see that it is. As the Taz says, Oster litlosh match with the Chi of Leka, Elabanaka. Only Chayev is an Otsubnaka, a perforated planter. Bikasha, why should it be only Oster Durabanan? After all, the Asavim Ba'ozanakli is Doraisa, the Kurtius of the Gemari, quote the Gemara that we quoted earlier. So Oster Nanaka, why behind your Revisa? It's not that Revisa means growth, not the normal way, Dane Zerich, Riasham. Well, some moths and a clear ichor gedulon, moth egg that grows on a clear, that's the ichor place it grows. But it's right that a part of it. Vegetables in an unperforated planter off the ground, that's not the normal way to plant, and therefore that's not considered kosher to rice. Okay, that's of course Gemara. No two ways about it. What makes it a little complicated is, in general, by the way, I've seen a lot of amaratus about Otis Naka and Epsheno Naka. You know, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. Someone doesn't know anything about Gemara, then they'll say anything that grows, grows. And it's, you know, any plants are plants. They'll say amaratus. Then I met people who know a little Gemara who say, this is growing in the ground. It's in an unperforated planter. And therefore, I don't think it's a mysope, therefore this, therefore that, et cetera. And they are making a double mistake. A, in almost every area of halacha, it's not mutter in an atzashim nako. It just goes down from the right, that's with rabbanan. Right, in almost every area of halacha, we are in the din d'oraita, whether it's an iser or chiyot, etc., of things that grow in the ground or incorporated to planters. An unperforated planter would still be a din d'rabbanan. For example, with the maestro, you go kind of with the bracha, about that kind of something bracha. You're kind of good about it. They choose right to the bracha and things you grow in an unperforated planter. It doesn't mean drop on instead of mean the right. But still, right? As opposed to taking the spice, etc. The other mistake you'll make is sometimes even an unperforated planter might count as a doraisa, right? It was in Gemara Shir 3 years ago. What? Getting up, Zion. Okay, so here it gets tricky because the Gemara makes the color, the Gemara makes the fira between Atsushinu Nakov and Atsushinu Nakov and answers Habe'et Habe'cheret. There's a difference between Eitz and Cheret. For example, in Gittin Daf Zion, right? And there are two pshatim, right? And that's what the Magen Avraham is Marami Stu here. It's a gotten test. V'yesho shal Eitz Chayichat and V'cheret Pat V'yesho Ipcha, etc. No matter what floor it's on, it's still usher. You know, whether it's on the ground floor, whether it's on the roof, whether it's anywhere in between, it's always usher to pick things. The only question about the right here or bottom, but then he points out something about eighth, and because the Gemara said, what does it mean? Getting the sign of the base, they don't say the eighth, they say something of eighth, right? So I'm just abbreviating the Gemara. Habe'eitz, habe'cheret, something along those lines. I'm approximating the Gemara. What's the using eitz and cherets? So here we have a three-way machlokes we've shown it. That's Rashi. Here is cheret, and here is eitz. Says Rashi, even eino nakov kin nakov dami. That's the yesh omrim, that cheret d'oraisa.
And here, right, depends on the napkin. Eight, if it's not wrong, what does that mean? It means the hole in the planter, right? Then it's considered the karka, right? Like, you ever see things like flower pots? They always have holes in the bottom, right? So there's a hole in the bottom, it's near the neck to the ground. That's the right thought. Eight is the right thought if it has a hole. Even without a hole, counts as a hole, and it is the right. That's a big cover for the Rashi. Okay, why? Rashi said it could be because eight is very important. Eight is very important, which is very tricky, etc. The rough data system Eret is made of dirt, right? Your Eret is big mud. Therefore, it integrates into the ground. Hepsic. What?
It is not made of.
No, it's not made of grows. Says are being pan. He says pump a carrot. No, carrot is very hard. That depends on the neket. But eight is very important. One is very important. Very tall. Even ain't no knuckle, pin knuckle, dummy. And that's what the money number of men says, yea, shall we that carrot even without a hole is all right. That's right. Yea, shall we that eight even without a hole is all right. That's the reason time. This is big enough for me. Not right. But right now, it's not yet a big enough for me. Not going to be such a big enough for me at all. Why? Either way, you can't make run a top. The only difference is it's the right to the curve on none. So right now, unfortunately, you don't have a base on Mekta. So if you're all top, the right thing to do tshuva. And if you're all top, you're running into the tshuva. So it's not such a big enough meaning that you don't have to answer, bring it back. The big enough meaning of this is more for tshuva, some mitzvot, and shviyot, and things like that. All kinds of subtle issues. There is another day of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is the second day, yeah? Right, he changed his mind about it. It's not 100% clear what was his first opinion and what was his last opinion. But maybe Cheres depends whether it's the Nekev and Ace is the opposite. Is even not going to Eno not with Dummy. Maybe Ace, even with the holes on the ground. That's not in the Magen Avraham. These two are mentioned in the Magen Avraham here. What?
Cool.
Yes. Anyway, Lamaisa is no Nafkamina in this. Because either way, you can't take it. Just the question of the Doraisa and what is Drabonin. Agav, the poskim assume that what about other material that are not mentioned in the Gemara? Poskim assume that most other materials are more impervious than eight of carat. They say so puppet, glass, and metal is for sure only drop on it, like but it's no hole. That for sure like blocks the connection and the torque nuclear to the carca. What about plastic? Well, nice that we're making nowadays, but hard plastic is better than carotene.
And there's not actually looking at soil and water.
You mean if there's soil in there or if there's water in there? That is also a fascinating question. What if it, I mean, if some of there's water in there, but there's a hole, then there would be water in there. Go on. What if there's only water in there? Might that make a difference? Perhaps it might make a difference. In general, the folks can discuss that if you don't think the water is that, right? You mentioned like you flour from water, okay, but the mamash would consider water. Is that a rice salt or is that durabanan? I saw they quoted the Shaved Alayhi that doing hydroponics where you mom put all like the nutrients in the water and have it all worked out chemically, then he thinks for sure that the rays are right, the shop is the rays are right. But it could very well be different. You could say that even some Nishitas would only be if there's soil and then it's a fever, not if there's water. Okay, we're going to say that's too complicated for us now. You should know in Hilchos Shabbos, no one really talks about all these details because, like the mice are just like, don't mess with plants on Shabbos. But in Hilchos Shviyos, where people are looking for the sorrowful kinds of kulas, then these get discussed a lot. And also in Shmos Maaseros, a little bit, even though again, you know, they don't need so many kulas. You can also always just bring up for Shmos Maaseros. But sometimes you have to know what's on the same level as what for Shmos Maaseros. Okay, fine. Let's see where it does make a difference. This is the Gemara of Parpita, right? And Daf Pei Aleph. It's a weird Gemara, right? Right, you saw the Gemara in the Mishnah. What makes it a weird Gemara? I'll read you the Gemara, and hopefully you'll see that it's weird. Daf Hey Aleph Amud Beis. Gufa Amri Shlokish. Dror Sha'alu Bo Achsavin. Let's say you have like a rock in the field and there's grass growing up. Like real grass. You know, it's like some dirt and grass. Mokla Ganatva, you're allowed to pick it up in the field to wipe yourself after going to the bathroom. But if you pick the grass, you're kind of godless. Meaning, this is considered Mechubar LeKarka. It's a rock, it has some dirt on it, it has grass growing on it. You pick that grass, you're kind of godless, but just lifting up the rock is not kind of godless, it's mutter to go to the bathroom or to wipe yourself after the bathroom. Amra, Papa Shmami, Nami Grish Lakish, Hai Parpisa, Shari Latil Kule. We see from Reish Lakish that Parpisa, which is, what does Rashi say here? Otsits Nokov Shizarubo. Okay, and then he brings the Gaonim all kinds of suggestions what their ancient men hug and why they used to use it sociologically. But it means an appropriated flower pot. You're allowed to pick it up. You're taking it away from the ground. Right, think of it, when you pick it up, you're taking it away from the ground. It used to be on the ground, and there was a hole in it, so it was attached to the ground. Now you're picking it up. Well, the rock with grass was also on the ground, and you pick it up. Picking something up from the ground, not picking off the plant, that's for sure, Kotzer. But picking up the whole dirt that the plant is growing in and lifting it up in the air, that's mutter, because you're allowed to pick up the tour. And your answer, no way. That was only much of the tzorcha going to the bathroom. There are matter many of the tzorcha wiping up the bathroom. After all, rocks are mukta anyway. Who's picking up rocks? No, they're matter for a couple of brios. So therefore, what sort of comes out of the Gemara? It's asur midrabanan to lift up the whole mareket, right? The whole dirt with the plant. Is also drabanan, so it's also to do stam, but it's mutter to do for the sake of wiping up to the bathroom. They were mutter certain many isurim drabanan. Okay, amar by parpisa holva after the other lima milta talk about yimunach gavi karka v'nifl gavi yisedus mechayim shum kulecha yimunach gavi yisedus v'nifl gavi karka chayim mishum no tega end of sukkah. Right, if you pick the parpisa up like from the ground and put it on yisedus on a little like tripod. That's an interdirect polish, polish closer. And if you take it off the tripod and put it back down on the ground, you'd be chayav mishum dorea. Okay, what makes this one of the stranger gemaras around? That they started by saying that parpisa is the exact thing as tzor, and you're allowed to pick it up for tzorich, right? They had a hobby, you could pick up parpisa. Say, no, it's only for tzorich. If you're allowed to do only for tzorech, that means there's no tzorech, what time to prove it? You're a bummer. Are you allowed to do it in the right when you go to bed? No. And then they say, let me tell you something. If you pick up the right, it's a stira in the Gemara. The flat out stira in the Gemara. First said, Reish Lakish, that mutter lehagbia tzor. Which is the same as Harpita. I mean, means the same. It's luckily the same with Torah, which means that normally Dr. Rabbanan, and then says Abaye, Hamagbiya, Kayav, Mishom, Kotzer, Vichule. The flat out figure of the Gemara. It's strange because, like, yeah, this is the Derek of the Gemara. They say, well, Amar Abaye is there, and they would answer. Then they just like take it sitting down. Hey, it's a peculiar Gemara. Obviously, there's something we're missing. We wrote this tomorrow. They assumed we were copying something that we just didn't crop in the Malvar from Portugal, had being words on the page. We lost the tone of voice they said it in, which makes it clear what they're trying to say. And you will not be surprised to hear, though, you think that everyone figured out and agreed in one shot at what they really meant with tomorrow. Right? That's alibi that should maybe, maybe not. Anyway, it doesn't happen all the time. Here we have a tremendous machlokes rishonim how to read this Gemara. It says Rashi right there. Rashi's bothered by it. I mean, this is a Rashi, not a Tos Kata. This is a Rashi Kata, right? It's a Pshat Kata. It's not like, oh, from left field, you should know Gemara says something that you're dying. No, this is like the Gemara doesn't read. So Rashi says right here, Hi, Mishnah Tole. The lean hair is Ikaya blocked off yet. Ella also shouldn't tell me the Tole's. They don't mean Kaya. After you Kaya blocked off, it doesn't mean Akhir Rabban. I don't think they're Mishnah Tole's. That's Rashi. Says it can't mean Kaya. It doesn't mean Kaya blocked off. Rashi said, that is Akhir Rabban normally. And Chaya Lavdaka Ella Asur Midrabanan. Okay, for Rashi it's Midrabanan, meaning what are we talking about? We're talking about nothing moxic the yunika, right? The yunika is the word the Akronim use here. Yunika, the drawing nutrients. You're not moxic the yunika. You're not detaching it from the karka. You're just lifting it above the karka, but it still feeds the karka. So that is weakening the connection to the karka. What about weakening the connection to the karka? That's Rashi, that's only Rabbanan. Since it's still above the karka, it's just being the karka, therefore, that's only weakening the connection to Rabbanan. However, the Rambam quotes Abaye Kipshuto, Chayav Mamish. Oh, it's Chayav Mamish. What does he do with the heter of wiping of the store? If it's mamish, is it the right to lift a plant with the dirt higher? And obviously, I don't even lift the plant with the dirt by digging, right? I think. Is it a plant with holes or it's on a rock, you know, with some dirt and some grass going on it? So is it the right to wipe the mother to wipe yourself if you go to the bathroom?
He writes that it's only mud if it's not on the ground, which is.
He doesn't quote this, right? If we look in the handy dandy, ein mishpat, ner mitzvah. Here, there is a difference between the ein mishpat and the ner mitzvah. Doesn't happen every day. If you look at the Abaye, then when Abaye says what he says, lema milta, etc., othei, it says, interesting. Okay. But if you look at the part about the tzor, it's lukish. What does it say? The previous one said, "Maimini sham perikaf loch aleph uperikaf," or before that, "Maimini perikaf aleph loch bay tor shulchan aruch," etc. You look at part of it. For sham sif gimel, only shulchan aruch, no maimini, no Rambam. The Rambam leaves that out.
He puts tzor
what
on the ground though.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with this. You need to stop wiping the rock without crafting it.
No, with grass. So
what?
Without picking up from the ground. Let's say it was not
the ground. I know, that's different. Right. This one. You could say that, but there are various answers. We'll give one answer. The Rambam, he just leaves this out. Why was he leaving it out? Paskin's against three buckets. How did the Paskin get buckets? Obviously, the Rambam was telling you that a body is not coming to like make a hover up. Rashi, the bike thing, the aura that like a fear, his muscle is blocked off. He's saying the aura is speaking in imprecise language. The Rashi says, no, bike is coming to disagree. Lame of Milton doesn't mean aura. Lame of Milton is going to tell you my plot. And therefore, we don't pass like me anymore. Italy, they admit, but it also quoted the Rama didn't quote this part, and the Shachanark doesn't quote this part. Why? The Shachanark doesn't quote it. Even though the Shachanark doesn't admit, oh.
If Rashi is right, it does. It reads kind of weird that Abaye is second to Gemara, meaning where Abaye is saying the fundamental din and then Reish Lakish is giving a hara.
Yeah, everyone would be weird. It also reads weird that Abaye arguing it is lost and isn't arguing lost. Everyone would be weird. There's some technical historical reason why you're weird. By the way, the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Yud Beis by going to the bathroom. Taskas Reish Lakish. So Rashi would be the Shulchan Aruch. It would be against the Rambam. It would be against the Rambam. Therefore, if we go back to Chet, Othif Afilo Eino Nakot Yeshli Zarmi Litlomi El Gabi Karkel and Nibu Gabi Seder So Epa Ben Shil Shal Eitz Ben Shal Cheret. An Othif, even if it's not Nakot, you should be careful and you shouldn't pick it from the ground and put it on a tripod or stilts, or vice versa, whether it's eitz or cheret. Then B says the Shulchan Aruch, but if you do it, maximum, no matter what, only Mr. Rabbanan, because he popped in the Reish Lakish, And the Shulchanos doesn't say one way or the other, because the Machaber doesn't generally say what's up to the right to what's up to the Rabbanon. Because the Rambam writing Mishnah Torah for nowadays and for Shiachman, so you have to know what's up to the right to what's up to the Rabbanon until you kind of pass up. So when I was only writing for nowadays, so even though if you're a Lamban, you need to pass it, it's a complicated title, you need to know what's the right to what's up to the Rabbanon. For just reading regular everyday Allah, might say you don't. Okay, but we would hope that those people would say that it's only after Midra Rabbanon. In Se'efchet, says the Mishnah Berurah here, it says in the, there is something here, yeah, no. Says in the Shart Seal, Lamed Zayin, walk into the Shinu Beis, and if you'll think that even if it's a perforated planter, it's only Rabbanan. Okay, that is the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch, boom, Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, even the Berurah doesn't tell us technically. According to the Shart Seal, Lamed Zayin, he says you should know it's only Rabbanan. The interesting part is, a few things. First of all, a point out the Mishnah Berurah that this is now again the way the Nika work. I didn't find typically check out, but I'm not a total bucket how the Nika works, like when it's yomik the kark and when it's not. And also, the Rav had a different part, for instance, the Tovus Mishnah Torah. Where this is really not about like if it's by him, Nika, but more about a Seder to the Karka. We're going to leave that for now. We'll just go with the formulation of the Poskim. What do the Poskim say? That when something is above the ground, it's still Yonek Vinakarta through the air, as long as there's a hole and it's open to the ground. So let's take three cases. Okay. Who remembers what I'm really bad at?
Drawing,
right? Very good. Good, good, really bad at drawing. I'm sure there's a lot of things I'm really bad at, but they don't come up every day. Also really bad at archery. But I'm really bad at drawing. But like, and one of the things that would be useful in this classroom is probably the thing I'm worse at. But let's take three cases. Here, you have in the ground, and here you have a flower pot, a planter with holes, right? A holy. Okay, the holy is very confusing. Perforated and unperforated, right? Now they know the matter was as holy and unholy. And then it's cute. It will say perforated, unperforated, clear. Well, obviously it's not growing in it, right? Okay. Really not that well. Okay, and it's mamish on the ground. That's carpisa when it's down. Then there's the case of the same carpisa with all the dirt and with a little guy like this. And it's on the thing though, some filter or tripod or something, right? It's like, right? And it's seeing, it's exposed to the ground. Okay, then there's a third case. What's the third case? The third case is I don't have the table. Instead, I have a table. I have a table. And then I put my pot. And let's say it's a metal table, right? No, you need to go through a metal table. Same pot. Ah, okay. Give me a second. Okay, what happens in these cases? In these cases, logically, everyone seems to agree. Again, the Rav has a very different way of looking at these things, but I am focused on the Torah if you are. Here we have a strong yinika. Here we have a weak yinika. And here we have no yinika for the karka. I don't mean the plant's not yonik for anything. It was not yonik for the dirt in the flower pot. But it's not yonik for the karka, right? Going from no yinika to yinika, that's an interdoraisa. And that's not what was discussed on this study. The study told me agave yispedo, or picking up the Torah by hand, so on top of the ground, right? Going from here to here, that's an interdoraisa. I would be cultivating here, there's an interdoraisa. Right? That's being mocked yinika or creating yinika. That's an interdoraisa. Going from here to here, that is an Isser, the Oraisa Lefi Rambam. Sorry. And an Isser Drabanan, according to Ankh, right? We don't hold like the Rambam. Isser Drabanan, Liditon, according to us. Right? So, meaning strengthening or weakening the Inika don't mean it's a Drabanan. But being mopsic or creating or renewing the Inika, that's an Isser D'oraisa. How do I know that? Besides Gemara and Diyuk from the Lashon of the Gemara and like tying it into all the Shas, because obviously someone who reads stuff in our doesn't always know that. The Mishmur tells me in Mem Dalet, he says, which the Lomar Avshe Inu Mopsic Shem Dov Me'el Tzla Karka V'Kol Kenim in Mamido Agave Eitzim or Agave the God of the Yeshua Zay Yisura. The Yimu also came up as Nakav Yeshua Tlisho Natiya Min HaTorah. He says, for sure, take it off this knuckle and put it on something that matzik, or whatever the gender of what things are matzik, then it's a doraisa. Then it's a big problem, right? And therefore, you have to be very nistar when it comes to if you want to move any flower pots on Shabbat, you have to be very, very nistar not to get into this doraisa, not to get into doraisa, for sure, not to get into this doraisa.
Is Mr. Lefong one? Side 3 to 2 and 3 to 1.
He's
if you only know you guys word or only know you guys that's thrown. Because then the next stage that you can take it from the parka and put it on the
shulchan. You shouldn't take it in the karka and put it on the shulchan or lehepech. Correct.
And that would be 1 to 3.
Correct. But he also included in this because just logically, logically, since 1 and 2, we hold like since 1 and 2 are both considered to be unique, especially we hold that they're rising between them, so logically we'd be the same, even though it's not a common case. Okay, now, yes.
All right, so in the mind, Shabbat, but that's for sure otherwise, but that was, that what is that?
That's this. Because you're picking it up in your hand, but you're not putting it on the ground. Between it and the ground. It's on the ground. You're going from here to here. You're picking it up from the ground and wiping your posterior with it. But you're not, there's nothing in between it and the ground. When you pick it up and wipe your posterior, you're still seeing the ground. Right? Right? It's never, you're not, there's nothing
in
between.
Your hands not blocked.
Oh, you only hold it like from the side. Your hand can't totally block the whole bottom of the rock so it doesn't see the ground. No, that's not a common thing. Okay. Now, what is interesting here? We'll just end with one interesting thing. Said B. Machaber. A filo enu nako. It's usher to go from 1 to 2 or 2 to 3, right?
This is called the 1, 2, and 3. That's a good idea. 1, 2, and 3.
It's usher to go even from 1 to 2 and 2 to 3, even in an usher to enu nako. That's not in the Gemara at all. That's a finish to the Machaber. They show me.
Let's see if we can squeeze that in someplace.
Or the yeah, get the word.
Process. I use these fine factors.
The what if it's an also Shino novel? That's not stuff at all. The harpista is not that. That's Machaber. It's still offer to go from 1 to 2 and from 2 to 3. Now, also she'in loko, that's the beer halacha itself.
Here, why is that?
Beer halacha de remasco, afilo inu nato. Discussed this.
Why is that? Says the beer halacha.
Says, well, normally, why is inu nako author? Come and tell me in color kula. Why would our bottom gozer and ether on also she'in loko? Atu also nako. The problem is this. Now, of course, there's no reserved rights here, right? Now that there's been newborn, of course, the champion is our right here. It's us, the shame or not. Either way, it's not on the ground. Well, you think it first. Right? This is author Midra Banan. And this is author Midra Banan. The question is why? This is off to be drawn on Atu Atsit's knuckles. Right? Because if you take it out to Sha'ino knuckle, you move it, you might move it out to knuckles. This is off to be drawn on. They were also at the knuckle, even though the knuckle was off drawn when you passed it. So why? Why? Let's see the Rambam says the beer a lot of great Afghanina. See the Rambam, they it's not good. Because it's not good, we don't write such a weaken or strengthen the Inika. So it's not chain or not good, the Kera. But we don't pass like the Rambam, we pass like Rashi and Tosfos and Bakuli Bakuli, right? I don't know what we mentioned here. We pass like Rashi with the Ime, that even by a knockoff, it's only drop on this. So why do you need zero the Kera? So let's see. Rashi certainly goes mutter. The ain goes rim gzeira l'gzeira. That's the question of the Bir Halakha and the beginning of the Chesimath Bafilo Eino Nako. L'chora, it sounds like it's a gzeira atum nako. That works for the Rambam, but we don't hold like the Rambam in Simin Shin Yud Beis. Vaday, we hold like Rashi and Tosfos. What's Tosfos? Just the same thing as Rashi. And like Magen Avraham says, rather, what did the Gra say? The Gra was bothered by this. You don't have to read the Gra. You got this in the Bir Halakha. The Gra was bothered by this. What did the Gra say here? And Gittin, Rashi says, the Heret, the Tosfos says, bringing the Tam the other way around, it goes through the whole Machlok of Eitz and Karet. Why is the Gra bringing the Eitz and Karet here? Says, the Bir Halakha, no, it's not of the Gra on them as a Gzeira. It's usher because maybe it looks like Eino Nako, but it's really not good. Maybe it's really not good. That's why it's usher. Maybe it's really not good. That is what the Bir Halakha concludes. Why? Because if it's eight, maybe eight, even if it's not Nako, it counts as Nako. If it's Keret, maybe if it's not Nako, it counts as Nako. Which is why the Machaber says here, Bein Shushal Eitz, Bein Shushal Cheres. Right? So, yeah. After me drop on, let's see. Right? So he says he has to change it. He says, really should be Mutter, but when Maisa, everything is after. Both Eitz and Cheret, because it might be considered halakhically nako. That's the Bir Halakha concludes. That's why you have to bring in the Rashi and Meinu Tam. It's the first day. It's not the second day. Because we never actually know what's called nako, what isn't. Therefore, we have to be makar and everything. Not because there was an Eitz nako. No, according to Rashi, there was over here an Eitz nako, but not here. Rather, it's because you never know what's not going to be not going. Something looks like it's unperforated, but it might have a lot of the is perforated, and therefore you should be nibber across the board. The not mean of this is be very solid paper. Now, don't try to vote your name is really wrong. But theoretically, if you had a metal flower pot without a hole, you could lift it up and put it on stilts, or take it off stilts and put it on the ground. Because there's no need for a zebra, even if it had a hole, it still wouldn't drop off, including the zebra, and it wouldn't be the metal flower pot count. Okay, but I know how often that's going to happen. So the mice, okay, that's an even in the Bir Halakha. Why is it upper even if it has, according to Rambam, it's upper even if it's unperforated, zera of imperforated. According to Rashi, making zera here, it can make zera here, zera leaves zera. There's the zera lock of zera, they tell me, it's actually because every eighth, even without a hole, is something perforated, and every terrace, even without a hole, is something perforated, and that's what in Congress and Dine, it says they eighth being terrace, and doesn't say no matter what it's a show. You refer specifically to something that eighth and terrace.
Is there a concept that it's very equal to
Parsifal? The Gemara says it. It doesn't have to be so possible to hear me, but the Gemara says. What does the Gemara say? Thror sha'olu v'atavim, amar papa sh'mani nami gresh lakit. You can deduce from the Thror that Parpisa is Shari. Oh, what's the Thror Yone? Because the assumption is that the Thror is open to the ground, right? It's like a rock with a lot of dirt on it that's open to the ground. And it's yogic from the ground, even through the air. You don't make even through the air.
On the rock is yogic?
Yes. Or the plant in the dirt on the rock is the only in the dirt from the ground. Now, here, by the way, I'm not going to go through it now. Basically, be very careful when messing with growing. The Piskei Tshuvos actually said there, what's the nafgamina? That nafgamina would be that. Hold on. Where's my? There's the Piskei Tshuvos based on that. Looking at the Piskei Tshuvos here, he said something which is logical. Which is, if you have an otzit mateka, o de chukhe she'eno nako, then 3-2 is author drabanan otu nako. 3-1 is, of course, author midrabanan otu nako. But going back and forth from 2-1 would be mutter. This is definitely considered unperforated, and he also made me zero at the knuckle. He was not good, but only meter bottom. Okay, I don't know how much that Lamaisa, Lamaisa for us. I just put a bracket here. There's a lot of discussion. So what counts as knuckle? What counts as inu knuckle? What counts as yoni benakarka? What counts as not yoni benakarka? There are a few machlokas that I want to point out. We're not in North Korea. They don't come up every day. Why still we try to be out there for them? It's just like, why are we messing with plants anyway? Number one, the big discussion. What are inika derek note? What if the roots are in an unperforated metal, like mamish unperforated planter, but the branches and leaves hang over the ground? What if the branches and leaves hang over the ground? Is there yinika from the branches or only from the roots? In Hilchos Tumah Tefara, we say even yinika the branches count, that wouldn't be halatoma, a big machlokas, don't machronim, whether it's a shabbat or maisa, we'd be machro both ways. That if it leans over, like if it's in a protected planter and it leans over the dirt, we'd be machro both ways to consider that yonika and karka, not yonika and karka. The other big discussion about the token deal is what about on a floor? What about on a tile floor? Right? So, Kavnich Makra, he said, tiles are terrace. Right? Aren't tiles terrace? Yes, they are. They were bought tiles, but terrace. I'm not talking about like this floor. I mean, like palato, you know, like normal Israeli tile, like the squares that are made that look like terrace. Over our hair, and have our concrete. So, this is the thing also, what if something is on a paved backyard in a, obviously just put a backyard, nothing will grow, but in a planter, it holds it, or a carrot planter, in your house, on your floor, made concrete and tiles and sand and everything, right? Is it a little sand? What? So the mice says it's a big question. What if it's on your roof, etc. These are all very, very significant questions. Lamaisa, since we don't fully understand exactly how Chazal is unique and what counts as breaking unique and what doesn't, we assume anything, even on a concrete backyard, even on a tiled backyard, is considered suffix, that maybe that's considered like karka, and therefore you shouldn't pick it up on Shabbos, you know, if it's in a perforated planter. Or even if it's in an unperforated planter, you're putting it on a table or something. What Solomon said, even if you're at home in the basement or the bottom floor, you should be makir that as if it's growing in a field. Okay, the role we're not sure. However, if you are in the second floor, third floor, et cetera, or permanent with the basement under you, then you don't have to be makir this distant field. So Allah likes to, we are very makir to consider anything under, and it might be any, I mean, what's there something? The karka of Suffolk, not the karka. If it's in the air, not this, but back the whole, if it's in the air and dirt, then use the karka, that's the rubadai. It's only us drop on the thing like that. But things are considered Suffolk in the karka. What are things that are considered Suffolk? Yomek min hakarka, and then we try to be macro. What are we trying to be macro? Because, like, why are you messing with flower pots anyway? Is one is an us, it's eight, the Enonako. That's what we just saw. Other parent, they very time, other parent, she'enom nako, we also consider a no roa esakarka, no meaning the branches, and agave, how do you say concrete? Someone help me out, Israeli. Let's say, thank you. Betone. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Oh, Balato. Those are tiled. Bakot. Tikoma. Tikoma. Right, and that's all I like, put in brackets on the mind because we discuss these things. And therefore, what would have to be in Israel in these things, they also affect you. So, I just in various ways. Therefore, what have to be necessary these things if something is
the metal thing in your house.
For example, if you're in the basement of your house and you have a likely burn. But if you're in the basement in your house, let's say you have an upset knuckle on a glass plate. You want to take it off the glass plate for a second, put it on the floor, can't do that on Shabbos. Maybe that's like planting it in the car on Shabbos. Okay, so maybe it is. You know, a bit of a stretch from a field, a farm in the field, but here's a bit of a stretch. Or not run it.
I'm a deer. I'm a cool. I mean, you know, why am I in this cool?
Well, because every makhlo's got post kid, it's not necessarily about your own lakula. You want to see how we pop kid in the post kid. The minute of how we pop kid, and generally we try to be macro in these things. Okay, if you want, you can look in the brackets to see some of the
a very common case, you have flowers in a vase with leaves going out of the vase box. And you move it from the dining room table to the kitchen. Dining room has wooden laminated floor, and then the kitchen's tiled. So
and it's the bottom floor.
That happens every week. And many Jewish.
It's not a table. I think in this case,
with the table.
In this case, it's different because remember, it's got the flowers. The flowers aren't in spoiled growth. The flowers are just put in water; they don't dry out. They're not actually growing. They're not actually growing. They're not actually mushroom. They're not mushroom. That is not a problem. Then it's like they get cucumbers. Yeah, so the cucumber's not growing; it's already picked. If the flowers are already picked. They're not growing. Then you're not going to get something. What about the case for the floods are opening like we saw earlier, putting them in the water? Well, mice that even that was a bit of a finish, but it's maybe not.
Right now, we said we quoted better not third and I lost the part of what we're that maybe it
looks like growing. It's going to be so hot. Let's say sometimes this could happen. Let's say you need to move a planter. You need to move a planter, right? If you're in a mukzah, you're like kicking it out of the way. The planter somehow got in your way. Someone moved it, it's blocking your way. You like kick it out of the way, like just dragging it on the ground. Okay, that the post would say that's for sure mukzah because it's not going up or down. 5 minutes. I would drag it like from dirt to tile, from tile to dirt, from tile to metal, from metal to tile. No, sometimes just to drag it on concrete. That happens sometimes. I don't like move the planter. It's in your way. You're walking a job. If you want your family to go, you kick it on the side. That's fine as long as it's on the same kind of floor, or equivalent kind of floor. That's no problem. That's why I say you kick it out of the way, which we're no way to assume is token on the side. Yeah, correct. That's the exception time. Okay, Rabosai, let's go bite you a little. Rama, there's the Rama. Ooh, then we have a big one. Okay, there's the Rama, then we have a great step. This if is Kula Par Kula. Not this Rama, the next step. So let's quickly do the Yikosha Ilanshe Nifshah Mim Shavuot Ne'iman. Ubo Peiros Mocha Litlo Shapiro Bimenu Be'eshavis. A branch of a tree that was now exactly what Nifshah is, maybe we will discuss in a second. Look in the Bir Halacha. Nifshach Meir Shabbat. What do you mean nifshach? It was like nifshach means it doesn't necessarily cut off like with fissures. It means I don't have the good English word. It says the Beis says you're allowed to pick the fruits when on Shabbat. It says the Bir Halacha. I know she inu yochel lichyus od ha'anaf avir shadayim mechuber with the pasul. He says it doesn't have to be chopped off and disattached from the tree. If you've seen it sometimes. Someone knocked off a branch, it's still hanging by the bark. Nothing with the whole Shabbos. You just walk by, you see some kid like knocked off a branch from the tree, it's still hanging by the bark, but you see it's all shriveled up and all the fruits and leaves on it are all shriveled up because it no longer gets water and nutrients and it's dead, right? It's dead, even though it's still hanging on by a thread, right? So he says that nifshak, that's what nifshak means. Nifshak doesn't mean separate. It doesn't mean you hook up a branch and brought it home. Now you're allowed to pick the fruits from the child. Even if it's on the tree, just hanging by a thread, and it no longer gets nutrients from the tree. It's dead, cut off. It's Aver, Basar, Hamadudalim would be the equivalent by animals. If it's dead, it's just attached by a thread, it's still dead. So it's not, there's no yinika. So you're allowed to pick from it on Shabbos. But the Bir Halacha says, Lamaisa, don't take advantage of this because most people nowadays are going to make a mistake as to when it's dead, when it isn't. And therefore, even though it's partial that the Rama means, even if it's hanging on by a thread, as long as it's dead, you can pick the fruits. There's no more yinika. Lamaisa, only use the tetra off, but I have to cut up the branch and it's not attached at all. Then you can obviously take the fruits off because that's not kosher, it's not attached at all. Okay, maybe one day we'll ask ourselves why it's not dosh, but not today. Test. This is the big one. Tzinor hamakaleach mayim min hagag. What's the word for tzinor hamakaleach mayim min hagag? One word in English? What? A gutter, right? A gutter. It's very, very important. All of a sudden it got straw stuck in it and grass growing in it that stuff it up and keep the water from flowing. The problem is if you don't drainage on your, I don't know, okay, I'm sure you know we've probably never been homeowners yet, but this is like a big tsara for homeowners. If the gutter gets clogged, then you get water on the roof and it caused a lot of damage. It could be a big hepsi maruba and a yom of them, mice and call yom. You'll spend a lot of money when things like this go wrong in the roof. The dolphin labais, all of a sudden it's raining into your house because the gutter's clogged. So what do? Makom hepsid. Says the Gemara, no problem. Makom hepsid, the Rabbana, we're not doing a lot of things on Shabbos. Okay, we're not the reform. You can't do a malach the right for Shabbos just because you're going to lose money. No, you have to give up all your money for Shmir Shabbos. But they were mashem beraglav. You can squish them with your feet. Kalachayad. That's obviously if you clean your gutter. I never saw anyone clean their gutter with their feet. When you clean your gutter, use your hands. And you probably have a tool or something, whatever. You don't clean your gutter with your feet. But you can do it with your feet. Came in the Metakin Ali Day Shinoi, who since it's only with a Shinoi, Shaino Othel Barag, with your feet, and welcome to the Gazar Abbas. Ah, the luck of the Shinoi for a Seda Chazal Ramat here. That's the principle of It's not a Gemara Masechet Shabbos, even though the Rif quotes the Masechet Shabbos and the Ran discussed it. The Ran is the most famous Rishon who discussed it. The Ran's a Masechet Shabbos, but the Rif did some editing to Shabbos. He put some things in the right Masechet, but it's the wrong Ksuba Tatamach. Okay, it just comes up tangentially there. Kedera HaTalmud. So this is a big this is a big hetter. You could do Malacha B'Shinoi on Shabbos to avoid hefted. Okay, this is very very useful. The question is this really true? By the way, Shmuel, when you get a chance, is it really true you're allowed to do malacha? With the Shabbos to avoid hefted. By the way, one thing we see here is that, and I think this comes out of the random and hefted. Even if we're not going to end up possibly like the token our sound to people, I think it's true. That remember I said of all like Rabbanan types of malacha on Shabbos, Rambam was most made up. I'm certainly not retracting that, but I'm pretty sure that Kalachar Yad is the second one. Now it's not like Rambam. It's not like there's some sort of thing. What are the Godway? Has the Rambam the Kalachar Yad? Something over Shabbos that Kalachar Yad about Rabbanan. It seems to be a little more made up about the Rabbanans because yeah, they're Matzah Malkum Hetzin, right? Okay, why would you like a yad? And let's see other places why. Because, you know, you're going to be filled in, let's say, Metalkel or watching people in Gufa or some of these other things. Okay, why? Ish law that maybe somehow, like the Shino is a very obviously not left by Shemus, not professional. Maybe because, as the Vital explaining, there's two reasons why he's not the right Shino. A Kula din of Kedarko and a special one. Shemus din of Kedarko. I know the Rital, and Sakdama, but not for now. Anyway, we have this cool. The question is the truth. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat Mevav. Now, hold before you get this. Why is this in the Mishnah Mevav? Because what malacha are you doing? Yeah. It's a computer. You just read the Shabbat. What malacha are you doing? Lot of codes. Well, Mishnah, telling you, look at your grass grown, your olive boss of him. And you are being coached to be up something to unplug your gutter. Okay. What's the shot if you're doing a block of coat there? Not saying every time. Here's Mr. Brewer about a sudden solution. A sudden solution. We're talking about, no, it's not that grass grew there. And then since it's part of your house and it's half the ground, if there's dirt there, that would be considered a real coat there. No, it's just that grass. There, how did grass fall? How did grass fall onto your roof? How did the wind blew the grass up onto your roof? And grass popped out in the leaves. There's no way the grass got to your roof. I can handle that. Okay, what's the implication? Real coaster would be up. You got the board by the way, real coaster would be up. Is the implication? It's only because it's not coaster, it's motor. Hold up. If it's not coaster, then waffle off is it anyway? So, Mr. Burr says, pretty good. Okay, we have a Prima Gutter. What does the Prima Gutter say? I'll just start with reading the relevant, points. The senior Sha'alu Kashim Ba'athav and Tulushim Ha'virak Dirab Bo'anan Nirek Himasakin Tli. It has nothing to do with Kotzer, says the Prima Gutter. What Kotzer? What's it doing? Shimla Mibab? He might say, because Macharko has coaster, but I'm disagreeing. Or he might say,
but I think that Dream God will be okay. He said, go be the Macharko thought that an ever coaster. He's not just with Macharko, he's not the fuck. He thinks so. How often it is, right? Maybe the Macharko thought was coaster, maybe not. But he says, no, Chasu Tol, the doctor of coaster, you get the Malacha coaster, don't write the clock, you have to go to heck. Fiddle, give me a break. Says no, it's a malach drabbana kalakia. It's called shvut the double drabbana. You're only doing drabbana, even normally you drabbana, and then you do kalakia. Why are you normally drabbana? It's the malach of attacking clean. Isn't it attacking clean a shadar raisa? Well, isn't it attacking clean that's a shadar raisa? This is the attacking clean that's only a nearer to attacking clean be drabbana. Why is it not? This is a big muck word. Okay, we're not going to answer that. We'll come back. You plug the toilet on shots. Exact same thing as this. Clearly no code.
If a pipe is stopped, it's unstopping it. What is unstopping it? Is it malacha? If it is malacha, is it malacha the right? Is it malacha the rabbana? Right? What is it? Good question. So what is the Pinyan Gadol here say? He says, if you're stuck up clean, it's an issue rabbana, you're not really fixing it. The clean works, it's just stopping fine. But unstuck, if the clean are holding it and you patch the clean, that would be technically the right. If the clean was like fouled inside you, hollowed it out, that would be technically the right. If it's just had some gook inside, you're cleaning out the gook, it's not fixing anything, it's just cleaning. The clean doesn't change. That's fine. Right?
If you're going to hold it inside, it wouldn't be a clean.
Let's say I have a water pitcher. And in that water pitcher is all stinky, smelly water, and now it's totally useless because all the water in there is not drinkable. The only way to make this a useful pitcher is to pour out the stinky water and maybe rinse it a little with soap, and now I can put in clean, fresh water. So that's keeping it clean, and now it's a useful pitcher. It's not full of stinky, water anymore. Oh, that's not keeping it clean. It's keeping it clean. Now, I just can't leave one word in between because I'm stuck. It's not pouring out. I need a little color. Okay, so yay, welcome to the panel. Stand up if you're going to teach me your own. Let's look at the great. If you're going to don't misunderstand, he says, this Gemara Ketubas. The Gemara says, Kalacha Yad Lugodre Rabbanan, they meant a Drabbanan that isn't still Kalacha Yad. That, if it's a local right, but it becomes Drabbanan, you can do Kalacha Yad. That's not what your grass says. That's a schmuck. Then it's a schmuck, the Drabbanan Kalacha Yad. Meaning, I can't turn on, I can't light a fire Kalacha Yad to avoid a hefzid. All I can do is, or better example, I can't put out a burning wood fire Kalacha Yad to avoid a hefzid. That's the Doraisa. The only thing I can do is I could turn off a metal filament, which is only Kibbutz Drabbanan, the Gemara said, Kalacha Yad to avoid a hefzid, etc. Where did he get this from? That's not the same if you have this in the Gemara or the Shavadar. Does that matter? The Gemara says, what's the Lashon? Right? Okay, so then I'm being unfair. Again, it doesn't change the ethic question, but Gemara. You're right, the talking lottery, that's where you got it from. Good, thank you. Okay, but let us go back. What the Gemara doesn't say is that the talking drop on it. So what about the catcher of Knur? The shot is, right? What is the Knur? Mutter, do we say that Malacha Bishinoi is Mutter Bimakom Hefed? Or do we say no, only a malacha drabbanon bishinoi is mutter b'makom hefzid? This we can call a shvuk. Is a shvuk mutter b'makom hefzid or a shvuk b'shvuk? Again, I don't need any shvuk or any shvuk or shvuk in this particular case. And the Prima Gadim has a very clear opinion. And the Mishnah Berurah agrees with him. Prima Gadim and the Mishnah Berurah. Where did they get it from? They get it from the question of the Ran. By the way, not everyone agrees with them. The Ravid, I think, is very, I think most Rishonim don't sound that way. The Ravid certainly doesn't sound that way. The Ravid and Kerr Bob, a lot of tests. Okay, it's a little bit academic because, well, I've been taught like Mishnah Berurah, not like, you know, the Baxter was showing inside of the box. But, important to notice, so yeah, that the Gemara just says Kalacha Yad. It doesn't say the Drabbanan Kalacha Yad. So, what does the Ravid say? Says the Ugas Sagos. It says the Rambam The makom hefsi, you can tell the glaive to enjoy abundance. That's the right, no, makom hefsi, you can enjoy abundance yourself. Like if I just seem to love a fantastic. Then it's a double drop on it. So you can tell a drop on it. What says the man? Not the most we've shown him. Total says drabonic to the tlacha yad. And the rash says drabonic to the tlacha yad. The we've shown him really sound more like this. Where did Peter come get it from? He gets it from the Ran, the famous Ran. We might have to end in the middle of this. Famous Ran. It might have to end in the middle of this famous Ran. What does the Ran ask? The Ran asks a very simple question. Can anyone tell me, I'm a first mission in Maseches Shabbos, which says you can't do a Malacha Drabanan even if you're going to lose a lot of money, even if it's a big hefted.
I'm on fire.
Fire. What can't you do if there's a fire, Makom Hefsid? You can't put out the fire, even though putting out the fire, that's a right to Drabanan. That depends who you ask. Why? Putting out the fires, it's a right to Drabanan. Depends what you've told about Malachim to Lagufa. Feel like the Rama, like Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, Malachim to. It's Tikh Lagufa. You're not trying to make charcoal. The Malachim people like to make charcoal. But it's a real thing. Right? Adonai is a real thing. You ever go like on a teal and you go to the store and what do you buy for fuel? You buy wood? You buy charcoal. What is charcoal? It's wood that someone burned and then extinguished. And now it's useful for barbecue. Right? I don't know, we still do. It's not like, oh, 3,000 years ago, like they did keep it where it was done. They sell charcoal in stores. The way they make charcoal is the lock of Havara and light the wood. You the lock of keyboard and extinguish it at a certain point, and now it's good for charcoal. And certainly in the old days, like nowadays, could you use wood for barbecue instead? Yes, although it would be much, much worse and much harder to cook your food. But certainly in the old days, they want to make real strong fires. Right, like for smith, right, for smelting metal, they needed charcoal. Wood wasn't good enough, right? So it's a real malacha. Okay, if your house on fire, your storehouse on fire, you're putting out the fire, saying to the goof, you're not doing it to want the charcoal. You're doing it because you don't want your stuff to get burned. So maybe that's only drop on it if we paskin to my folks, I'm a rhyme, my folks, we show them. If we paskin, lots of people use mother name. It's just a mere lacko. So. Says the Ran, he says, how come a drabbanon is mutter on Shabbat for the gutter, but it's usher on Shabbat for putting out a fire? Good question, no? So he gives two answers. Forget about the goyim. He's not up to the goy yet. What did the Ran say? How come the tsinor? Here we have Hefsid. The tsinor is mutter, but the kiboy leika is author. Again, I'm not talking halakha l'maaseh here about calling the fire department. Right, nowadays we assume that putting out fires is pikuach nefesh because our whole cities are very different than that. We have a different, whole different set. But theoretically, right? Someone has a silo out on their farm, and because nowadays, even if your silo burns in your farm, it's really pikuach nefesh. You know, Israel sometimes the fire starts in the middle of the forest, someplace in the middle of nowhere, and it becomes very, very dangerous. In their case, when you know the whole city, the houses were all built there, and fires were not always the cause of that, or not even usually the cause of that. Okay, says, what's the difference? So he has two answers. Says the Ran, he has two answers, number one and number two. Number one is, this is Malacha She'ina Trish Lagufa. And that is more chumer. Why? As he said, Im Haya Tzarch Lagufa Yosem in a Torah Ve'ina Kol V'kiyan Lach Lagin Lach Trish Lagufa She'ina Tricha. It's not clearly different from the Raisa. That's why the Rosh Hashem Lach Lagufa is the most chumer of all the references. Number one, to the Rama based on Raisa, but also the Rama says, no, no. Malacha She'ina Lagufa is more chumer than other Isurim Drabbanan. Why? Because they're invisible. right? Lashon Gufa, it's all a matter of what the source is, what the plan is, what it looks the same, no one knows the difference. It's not like, oh, like this guy's doing something different. No, it's just head. That's much more common. While this is, you know, this is not Lashon Gufa. Or let's say better. This is a regular interdrabbanan. Ah, he says here it's not just Lachmin Gugup, it's Amir La'akam and Lachmin Gugup. Why is it much at least the Amir La'akam is really very physically different than everybody Lachmin the Raisa? And they extended it to Amir La'akam. They extended it to Amir La'akam because since Adam Bahul al Mamono, a person is struck when his Mamon is on fire. Then they were afraid that if a guy did it, he would join the guy. But really, they knock you out. We have to the ball on the moment you start the they knock you out. Okay. How about the second answer? Inami says second answer. Tani hot we spoke kel achar yad. This is a shvot kel achar yad. Okay, then there's a bit of a girsa problem. I'm going to have rum and all the everyone deals with the chomer they or the shvuk the shvuk, but not the gedarko. How do they know? This is a shvuk kalachar yad. Shvuk kalachar yad is more makel. Shvuk kalachar yad is more makel. Shvuk kalachar yad, that's more makel. More makel, even that, a shvuk the shvuk gedarko. This is a shvuk the shvuk, but gedarko. And more chomer, because Lachmin Shvuk Lagufa and Degoyin. Yes, it's funny. And here is the second step, and then Ostru Afilu Al Yedei Akom Mishum because Adam Bahol Al Mamono. Okay. What he's saying is that, but what's he trying to say? He's trying to figure out which is the rule, which is the exception. First, that Malachim Shvuot is more common. It's so common that we treat it like a Doraisa. We never matter for Hefted, and we never matter going to for Hefted, because we're sure going to go. Then he says, no, it's that Malachim Yad is more mean. Malachim Yad is very mean. Now, the question is, what does he mean by Shvuot Malachim Yad? What does the Ram mean by Shvuot Malachim Yad? There are 2 weeks to read the Rabbanan Kalachar Yad. Oh, it's the Rabbanan of Kalachar Yad, or it's the Rabbanan and it's Kalachar Yad. Right? This is the first time anyone hinted that there's like a double Rabbanan here. Shvuk Kalachar Yad. What do you mean by Shvuk Kalachar Yad? What's the Peirush of Shvuk Kalachar Yad? Does he mean Shvuk Shel? Or does he mean it's a shvot? The oath that has shvot kel achar yad, meaning is it a kind of shvot? The shvot? What do you mean shvot kalachar yad? Like one thing, shvot kalachar yad, or the shvot and it's kalachar yad? That's where the Prima Gun is based on. It's based on one way of reading this Ran. Okay, I don't know which way of reading the Ran is the right reading of the Ran, but that's the Prima Gun is based on say one way of reading the Ran, which is that the Ran means shvut, and you're doing the shvut to Lachar Yad. Okay, that's against many of you showed it, but it still might be true, right? That's what, and that is the marker of the Prima Gadim and Mr. Brura, the Ran is 2 answers. First says Lashon Shvuot is more machmir. Then he says that means Shvuot Kalachar Yad more makel. And he says, what does he mean by Shvuot Kalachar Yad? He doesn't mean Kalachar Yad is a Shvuot. He means it's a Shvuot in the first place. And then you do Kalachar Yad and you make it a Shvuot, a Shvuot. Now, every shvuk is shvuk more chomer. What we contract with a shvuk is shvuk kedarko. Shvuk is shvuk kedarko is more chomer. A shvuk is shvuk kedarko is more chomer. That's the reason. But I mean, this is the reason. Okay, it's not more. It's going to argue. But he says, yes, this shvuk is shvuk is mutter. This shvuk is shvuk is mutter. Because when one of the two shvatim is talakar yad, that's mutter perhaps. If one of the two shvatim is not talakar yad, it's like lachman plus a milakum, then it's we pass it as mutter. That's the round thing. Okay, that's basically the prima donna. This is a big nafkamina, and I want to bring more makora. We'll have to save those for Tuesday, I guess. Today's Sunday. This comes up in tons of modern day shayla. You have tons of questions of doing isurim for to avoid hefzid. The maisa, it's makobah, you can't do it found if there's a rabbanu to avoid hefzid on Shabbos. I mean, not sure how good that is, obviously. But halacha might in normal cases, because they're told the kaver only said because it is mitakin al dishinoi. The question is mitakin al dishinoi. I don't know. I call it dishinoi. But the word rabbanu is being shvut. But the kaver didn't say anything about being shvut. The shvut. The kibbutz got in the ramah said shvut shvut.
It should die.
What?
It should die.
But that's not halacha yet. Right, maybe Kalachar Yad is more equal. After all, maybe Kalachar Yad is more makel than Amir, or equal to Amir Lachit. Okay, Lamaisa, we'll see. Let's leave yourself in a little bit of not suspense. Halach Lamaisa, in normal case, is, you know, we will generally say that the previous Pafal Mishabura, why not? If you're talking Hepsid, you can do it. It's a Drabbanan Bishinoi. But it's not so Pasha. There are a lot of spirits we see. You can even do a Shvot. Avoid a hefzid. So maybe I'll mention a few of those American Jews beginning next year and then go by your fifth with the Torah sheet and maybe one other quick with the Torah sheet. Because after COVID comes to honor, it's a very short of Malacha. I'll just give one classic example. Except I want to have a classic example. The wife goes into labor, you drive her to the hospital on Shabbat. Okay. What do you do with the car after you drive her to the hospital on Shabbat? Okay, that works in some hospitals, right? You think that works in London? So what do you do in that case? So now, the big hefzid, if you just leave your car running, of course, someone will drive away with it, right? So what's that? So what do you do in that case? So the car is by the insurance, so what's going to happen? You have to even lose $10. It's not so much. Your roof is leaking like a hefzid. So what do you do in that case? But you can't just the Mishnah, you can't just do a lot of the right machine. You do a lot of Ramban of the Shiva. Now, turning up your car a lot of the right side of the Ramban. That might depend. Mish says turning on with any electricity is to the right side. We normally don't assume like him. Turning on your car might be into the right side. You're lighting fire. Right? Turning, depending on what kind of car you have. The traditional car. Turning off your car, of course, no shot into the right side. Even if you're putting out a fire in the engine, it's on charcoal. Right, the gas engine, the wood engine. So turning off your car is only if you're above it. So if you turn off your car, machine-eye, that mutter to avoid that's it. That's what someone should do. If they have to, you know, go to the hospital to give birth to a child, what do you do with their car after? They can drive the car without a machine-eye. Drive the car with a machine-eye, that's drive the car normally. But once you're there, you turn off the car, if you don't have a gun, turn off the car with a shinoi, because turning off the car is only an extra banan. Turning on might be the right set. Turning off the car is an extra banan. If you move a shinoi, it's not that senior. It's all about kapkasim. And that's the mice of what someone should do if they're in that situation on top.
You have to drive to the car. You can't leave it there. Oh, wait, that's not fine.
That is a very, very good question, which is how about driving a car more? Driving a car more might be an extra right set. How do you get out of the wherever you are, again, if you have a guy, then that's much easier. The post can write if you're blocking the driveway to the emergency room, and that's considered to be talk after, right? Meaning, if you're blocking the driveway to the emergency room, then no one will be able to get through, and then all the ambulances will get stuck, and then everyone will die, and people will probably come after you at some point. So then you're allowed to move your car out of the way. Okay. So yeah, move your car out of the way to where? Legal spot or not legal spot? Meaning you're allowed to move your car out of the way so you don't block the driveway. Otherwise it will die. They can't get to the hospital.
They'll be backed up 8 blocks in traffic, and then we'll get to the hospital. With Oprah, you have to go to the next spot, whether it's legal or illegal. Posthumous. You know, what if the next spot is a reserved spot? You know, you're not blocking the street. The reserved spot, and you get a ticket. Before you have to get a ticket. Because there's no, okay. So we'll have to swallow a ticket. Okay. And trust me, you're having a baby. The baby will cost you a lot more than that in the that would be fun in the future.
Every second of driving is a separate act.
What?
Every second of driving is a separate
act. I mean, if you have to, like, put your foot on the gas pedal, that's a separate act.
But if you press it once, it kind of gives
you. What if you're comfy?
Yeah, if you don't do anything, it goes by itself.
But I'm in trouble.
He wants to not drive because he's driving.
It could be that if you're coping,
labor, and it's like the Indiana Jones. She's jumping out of a moving car, train moving car. You're like one flight off, and she's jumping and landing in the maternity triage.
Okay.
So, no, you're ready. So now you're ready to take your machine and turn on the ground.